At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
That's a real Pinocchio situation.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Didn't it feel like we also should have written, like, we should have gotten together? Just bring Adam in. Yeah, welcome to Call of Us. How you doing? I'm Neil Wood, comic out of Philadelphia. And then here we go. We got Adam Nutter over there, double-checking, making sure we're good. If we're live, he's going to give us the go-ahead. Are we good, dude? Are we open for biz? No, this podcast stops now. If we're not, if Adam doesn't say it's okay, are we good?
We're good.
Let's begin, guys. Okay. You know what? Everyone gather penises. Everyone grab each other's penises. There you go, dude.
Imaginary
penises. I'm gonna grab these penises.
I'm pretending I'm holding on to your girthy cocks.
Today, yes, thank you, buddy. I'm doing the same thing here. Jesse, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'd like to thank Jesse Pedraza today, our producer and also a fellow comedian, for blessing us with this podcast. Jesse, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I want to bless both of your girthy cocks, and I'm holding just so in a virtual sphere, on a sphere, but I am holding them in my brain.
I'm jerking you guys off.
And don't do that. That's gay. Don't do that. I mean,
it's sensitive. Chill.
I mean,
dude, definitely gay, but it's gay love.
Keep doing it, but I'm just gonna let you know later. I'm gonna be like, yo, check that. Check it down, shut it down. You know what I mean? Okay. And I want to say thank you and bless us, and let's just have a good podcast. And thank you to our fans and loved ones. All right, blessed. Okay, cool. Starting the cult. We're doing it that time, every time from now on. All of us need to hold penises.
Same exact prayer. And, too. It'll never change.
I mean, you would think that as the Pope, I would have been like, fingered up in. I don't do that, dude. That's my blessing. That's just a blessing. That's just a thing I do. I would never violate a woman's body that way. I'll grab a dude's dick, definitely.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, this time was more symbolic. Like, it's not
very true.
You're not wrong. It's not what you think. You're just my yes man today, dude. You're just caving immediately.
Yes, and
yeah. Could you?
Are you hitting him? Like, why is
could
he?
You silence my microphone.
So agreeing quick? With you. Also, I feel like my light just got.
I'm back up. That's where we talk about teamwork. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week in the fucking cult. My name is Neil Wood. Feeling good, miserable as usual, but I mean, good. Adam, how you feeling, buddy? You feel
good,
all right?
Man. Yeah, it was like
two hat
like,
boys.
Two hattie boys. Yeah, why you wearing a lot of hats lately,
dude? It's like, you know what? I got a haircut from a guy who cuts also other comics' hair and stuff like that, and I liked it, but it's also one of those things where it's like I was going for even a little bit shorter, and I'll display it for you guys now. And it just I wanted it to be really like short, like especially up front. He left a little too much. And I was like, shit, I want to do nothing right now. I was like, I don't want to do anything with my hair. I don't want to have to even, like, could be, I don't want to have to do anything with my hair. You know what I mean? He left too much up there. So, like, let's see if Adam can see this, like, when come off. Like, it's just, it's rough, right? Like, I've got the hair of, which guy is it? It's I'm trying to think of the one actor who was in Killing a Sacred Deer. You remember the kid? You ever saw? Sacred Deer. It's like a great movie. Check that movie.
That sounds like
I think Nicole Kidman. I could have that wrong.
Jesse's right.
What a great movie.
That sounds like a douchey movie title.
I'm just talking directly
it's
over.
It's not even a douchey movie. It's just like, it sounds like something I was like, is this a hunting tutorial? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, see, what happens is sometimes artistically, what happens is people will make up a thing that is meant to have about like the feeling of a movie. Mm-hmm. It's not just called something like Thor, like you fucking idiots. It's called Thor Ragnarok. You go see it, give money. Like, it's not called that. You know what I mean? It's more artistic.
Well, that'd be silly if it was called that, because that's the Thor movie. Thor's not in that movie.
Of course, right? Oh, I already want to stop. This is where it's that might be a record. I already want to stop. I hate both of you for taking this down. So, Gilliam Sayer Deer, the actor out of that, if you pull up, if you want to, I mean, but the problem is it shows I have that like little Caesar hair where it's like,
you do,
yeah, it's like that little, it's like high and up, and I didn't plan on it. And I'm just like, what? So I either have to do the hair. You know what I mean? I'm stuck in that place. I'm like, I either got to do it or just, you know, put an old hat on.
Dude, do you ever see like those old World War II movies where like the military men take off their fucking hats and their hair is like very like hard up against their head?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like. I was like, yo, are you in the German rough. Military, bro?
It's not good. Doing? It's not good. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. Well, no, because even the Germans and stuff, it would be like all pomade. So it would be like down and like, you know.
Cocaine riddled pomade, bro.
Ooh, that'd be tasty. I eat my pomade. Forgot to tell you guys. I have been eating hair products. It's a new thing I'm into. Jesse Pedraza, how you feeling? Feel all right?
I'm good, dude. I'm feeling nice.
That's good. That's spectacular. Love to hear that. I need a lubed producer. You know what I mean? I need him good.
I had a, you know, good start to the fucking day already. You know what I mean?
It's great games. I know you probably already talked about all this kind of stuff, but I did watch some of the game. Two games.
Talk about
What'd
it
you think?
What'd you think? Yeah.
Oh man, I felt, you know, that's the time to watch. I think these are some of my favorite sports. I was just like, man, these games are good. Like these were, I watched, what was it? San Fran, LA, right? Which I think I had LA when we picked shit. Like I was just like LA. And then the game right before that, I can't remember, but it was great.
Chiefs and
Chiefs, yes. And KC, right?
No.
Oh, no, wait.
Chiefs are the KC.
Chiefs, yeah, duh. I'm a dumb.
But
dumb.
It's Cincinnati
fucked my
Bengal.
Whole entire day up just now.
It's all good, dude.
Fuck.
You're not a man. Restart? It's fine.
No,
worry,
I understand.
You're not a man.
It's fine.
Yeah, Casey. I should have just rolled in. Like, that's what I meant. Casey, yeah, exactly.
And Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, great. I don't blame you.
At the end.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy. I don't want to date this podcast because who knows when people want to be listening to this, but holy shit, I was like, wow, those were and great back to back. There was just, I mean, they were spectacular the way I was watching them. So I don't know how other people have like red zone. I don't know how that works or whatever, but it was really great. Some spectacular catches. You just saw the sacks on the first game. I was like, Jesus, stop fucking with the sacks, dude. Stop getting sacked. Stop it. And then Brittany was like, oh, sack sounds like ball sack. I was like, you're adorable. Shut up. You know what I mean? Shut up. And she was like, oh, he's got big sacks.
Dude, I tweeted this out, but I was like, I'm so glad Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat Jackson Mahomes, which is a clever joke for anybody who gets that.
He doesn't understand it.
No,
Jackson Mahomes is.
Can you cut his mic? I don't know. Can you cut it? I don't know what.
Hey, buddy,
that
joke landed for other people.
I'm so sorry. It's one of those. Like, what did you want?
Jackson Mahomes is the annoying.
Don't explain it.
You
do need to know. I don't know. Just let me sit in my ignorance. It's fine, dude.
Okay.
The same thing we do on stage where you're like, he doesn't get it, and that's fine. We're going to move the fuck on, right?
Keep on moving through this.
Anything? I love that you brought that joke in. And I, you know what? I'm sure it was hilarious and good job for you, dude. I have no idea, but action packed, great stuff. I loved it. Yeah. What'd you guys think? What was the whole thing for you?
Great.
Did it come out the way you thought or?
No,
no,
I didn't. Yeah. I thought Kansas City was going to pull it off there, but
they were up 21-3. I was like, oh, this game's over. I was like, this game is fucking over. I was like, there's no way the Bengals are going to come.
No, they kept on chugging along and Mixon, the running back, is the one that was just fucking running like a hard man,
a man
with a purpose. So I was like, okay, well, they got a chance.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
I did think
how about that open field hit? Sorry, how about I wanted to text you immediately the open field hit with
against Debo Samuel.
I mean they threw the flag on it just because it was like here's the thing. I was like, that was clean. I mean,
it was clean.
It was.
I mean, I would have probably maybe just went like here, like I would have just, because I know he wanted to check him, but he went shoulder. I probably would have just played that dumb thing where you really want it. You already know someone's off balance and you're just gonna rock their top, like shoulder, whichever one's off, like they're catching it here, you're just gonna rock that
to
be like bang and just hit him, because he already, the way the momentum and the speed at which they were both going, I was like, doesn't matter, those two bodies are colliding. And then, but he didn't, and I was like oh, that was fucking clean. The one hit, I think it was head on head, I can't remember which game it was, I think it was LA. I think it was the Rams. With the dude just lowered his head directly. Yeah. And here's
right
the thing.
OBJ.
Do you remember that one, Adam?
Yeah.
He was already on the sideline, and he just lowered. And when the guy got up, or the guy who got hit got up,
as OBJ,
he almost went like, "Yo, dude, CTE. What is wrong with you?" He almost said it out loud. He's like, "Dude, CTE. I got money. I got children. What are you doing?" Like,
my bad. That one was. Yeah, he even lowered his head to like make contact with his, that was bad.
He looked like my dog diving head first into the snow. I was like, what are you chasing down that rabbit hole, dude?
Exactly.
CTE is what he's chasing.
that was a bad penalty. That was fucking stupid. But I thought the Rams were gonna win.
Which was nice. And like even in the Chiefs game, they were flopping. I don't know if you caught that, but like some of the Chiefs players were flopping.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like they kept on getting pushed and then they would.
You guys watch more. I can't tell. I mean, now that, like, again, it's into the place where soccer is, I probably wouldn't be able to pick up on that right away because I'm so used to just watching football regularly, like where that doesn't happen. That only happened ever in soccer. So you guys will be more in tune to that. I didn't really catch a lot of that. Adam, did you catch any, like, the flopping or trying to get a force
like
call?
Some guys will, like, get pushed and be like, fly. Yeah, like after the play, because that's it's automatic like penalty after the play. But that's gay. Don't do that.
Dude, sometimes I just picture me as your child, like, and just you just teaching me about the world, and you're just like, that's gay. And don't do that.
No, that's like, soccer shit. Okay, and then basketball players do it, and it's fucking all the non-contact sports.
Professional sports do it.
Speaking
of penalty in hockey, Jesse.
Yeah, it is penalty in hockey if you fake it. Yeah,
if you fake hockey, they're like, no, it's gay. It's a 5-minute major for being gay.
That's true. It's true. They get the fight, so it's like it's accepted.
I think we should bring fighting to all sports. It lets fucking aggression
sorts
out. All right, I was still drinking a little bit. Whatever, you guys get it.
For just those elite athletes, it lets their aggression out. Or are you saying, like, even at like the peewee level, fighting
all
should
levels,
happen?
Especially the peewee level, you can't really cause any CTE yet. So now's the time to fucking.
Oh yeah, they're like featherweights.
Yeah.
They can just punch themselves out.
It's a bunch of flyweights.
If anything, that might be a genius idea for parents. Just like, everyone leaves the helmets on. They really can't even contact heads, but yo, guys, just go melee style, and they just tucker themselves out eventually. Yeah, they just fall asleep on the field.
Little kid,
you pick them up.
Swing. Yeah,
you've got a 2-hour drinking time. You know what I mean? You can go play golf or something.
They'll literally knock themselves out.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if they'll be able to knock themselves out, judging based on the fact that they can, right?
True.
They don't have the strength. And they have helmets on. So I think they'll just, like, eventually they'll just have
so many broken hands, though. A little kid broken hands is crushing.
Yeah, eventually there's going to be the first kid who breaks his hands, and then you go open palm. And then the one kid's like, fucking open palm.
Oh, palm. No, right.
That's how you do it. You know what I mean?
The one kid's going to figure out, just kick the nuts.
One kid. Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. Cup check. Yeah, that'd be always good. Did you get cup checked at the elite level that you played? I know you played
cup check
elite level football, which you mentioned constantly. You never mention it. So sorry. I got
cup checked in high school by like a ref, which I'm pretty sure is the one that touched my dick now looking back at it. Like, cause they may have to make sure that you're wearing cups.
But he did it.
And I was like, hey man, I'm not wearing one. I was like, what are you doing?
But he did it. And he asked for me to be in the locker room, which was weird.
Yeah.
That's,
and then
the
he's
thing.
Like,
it was
close,
like,
your eyes. Yeah. You're going to feel some moisture, but it's normal. Right. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Was he the ref behind you, or was he the line ref? Was he the head ref?
And then the real refs came in, and he's like, who's that guy? He's like, what? He ran out of the
Yeah. I mean, well, your dad had to tell you later. He was like, dude, you're in a footlocker. You got to get out of here.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're doing, but
he's like,
just...
you're misremembering that trauma.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, in that scenario, in that joke for you, is your dad actually like okaying pedophilia? Is that how that joke broke out? You were just like, he was actually like trying to.
No, I think you misheard me. I said my dad was like, no, I think you're misremembering that trauma. I said,
right. He's like, which would mean that you're okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Misremembering the trauma. I'd be like, I thought it was at a football thing, like a normal football thing.
Okay,
he's like, you get blown by a guy at a footlocker.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He's like, I don't think you remember that.
That's even funnier because then your dad's just correcting your shitty memory. Yes. No, you didn't get abused on a football field, but we were in a footlocker. We were buying sneakers. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you cried a lot that day. You don't remember?
Your dad doesn't call them tennis shoes, right? How old? When is there a
white and old, so.
Yeah, but no, right? Sneakers? Should probably you know say what, sneakers? Dude? Did he say tennis shoes?
No, he says sneakers. He definitely says sneakers. No, he says, but he also has indoor shoes that he'll just wear inside, which is, I feel like, a very shoes. Is it an old man thing? I feel like.
What's he go? Grow Crocs? Is he going Crocs?
No, he goes like, really? They're not like hiking shoes or.
Well, so here's the thing.
I don't know what the way to describe them. Because if I were to pitch you outdoor shoes.
Yeah, if I were to pitch you South Jersey, like, or just even Southern Trad, typically, like, everybody, I mean, you're rocking Crocs. Like, every guy or whatever is just like, you know, camouflage Crocs. Those are basically your inside shoes, your boat shoes. They're a lot of your fucking shoes. They got good grip, rubber soles, pretty helpful. I was wondering, let's see, Staten Island, English, Italian kind of household there. Yeah, I'm wondering what he is, because he's not wearing like Perry, one of the boat. Is he wearing boat shoes? He's old.
No,
he's wearing,
the best way I could describe it is they remind me of like if you're outdoors on a trail.
No backs. No. No backs to the shoes, right? Is it like a clog, is what I'm saying?
No.
It's not even a clog. It's got a back to it.
I almost want to call FaceTime right now and be like, show me your feet.
Dude, you're asking for foot pics from your father. Dude. Just like, yo, Pop, what? Why don't you send me a couple of those titty toes?
Do you even know the brand?
It looks like the Timberland tree, but it's obviously not.
They're Walmart specials. They're Wawa. Yeah, we used to call them Wally World specials.
There's something trash for sure. But like, it's like they're like, they look like kind of like indoor water shoes. I guess I could describe it.
Are you seeing this man's toes?
No, not at all. It's like a full sneaker.
Okay, it's a full sneaker. Okay, sorry, because then water shoes is throwing me off. But they're very slim down. They're very slim down. They could almost be Chucks if they were cut off and everything. Like, they're just a rubber sole. I mean, we've talked about this already too long. It's not funny at all. So you're still thinking about it. But here's the thing for me is, bud, it's the funniness of it, of like the practicality. Cause like, again, most dads and stuff, they have like house shoes and they're like kicked around. They usually have no back to them. Either they've been stomped out and then, you know, like clogs and fucking alternatives and shit and Crocs came along. So now dads are just like, are these not just for nurses? All right, fuck it. I'll do it. Like, you know, and they would have no back, so you can just slam them in if you got to run out with your dick out or, you know, grab a condom because you don't want to have another kid because you already hate the two you have. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Yeah, of course. Get out of any sticky situations. Dad shit. Yeah. Got to go from mowing the lawn to cooking to fucking going out to dinner. All that shit. I mean, multiversal honestly, it's a shoe.
I've seen so many guys in the summer. I mean, the hard, you know, fathers outside mowing a lawn, camouflage Crocs. No socks. Sometimes they'd have socks. I'm like, that's even more dad. That's even better. I feel like you're losing a bunch of the grip, though. Because you got to be able to get your toes in. You know what I mean? You gotta grip that toe in.
What were Crocs invented for? What the fuck is the purpose of that?
I mean, when it first came out, if you guys remember, do you remember? When it first came out, I think they had marketed towards specifically women and kids. It was like a woman and kids shoe kind of deal. I believe. I could have that incorrect, but I thought I remember a brief period like where it's like every nurse, and then before you know it was chefs, because they were perfect. They have great traction and things like that. But the problem is the spillage. So you would actually, they eventually covered up the entire top. And those, I think that's just like, but and then that was it. It was like kids and stuff like that. And then eventually they were like, no, dude, you can get them. You're a man, you can get them. Camouflage.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. What are you, a pussy? You know what I mean? True. Like, all right, they're slippers. And then, you know, and then now they're jokes on TikTok.
Dude, I remember like, though, when they, no, I always, okay, we have different, like, we have like Emmys, like fucking Mandela effect for Crocs then, because like, dude, I could swear to God, when they first came out, everyone was like, these are fucking gay and lame, dude. Like, well, yeah, like immediately, like if you got caught wearing them, they're like, people were like, this guy, come on.
Yeah, they were deemed disgusting.
Fully using gay this way? I feel like we've used it too much in this episode.
He is.
Oh,
are we I used it but once.
In that reference, I was actually referencing what was actually said back
that
then.
That is true. But yes, it would have been. But and now that I think about it, and you know what? To this day, I have held out. I have not purchased a pair, even though they have proven themselves to be have great utility. Yep. They are very functional. I wouldn't wear them out in public. That's insanity to me. Crazy. I mean, it's a house shoe. It's very helpful. But now that I see them, people, you know, in public all the time. You see them.
My sister has them, and at one point she was like, "Fuck she's wearing this.
Them out." Yeah. She wearing them out?
No, they're inside.
Yeah, still. Of course they're inside. It's
but
shame.
Still, but it's still, shame it's like the fact. It's exactly the fact that she bought them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is that the most disgraceful thing your sister's ever done?
Is that no. is his black like, sheep? Because of
fucking Billy up the street. I hate Billy.
She was just adamant about how ridiculous they look. And now she has them.
Now she has them. That's it. Like, that's
you know what that is? That's a coming of age tale, almost showing her age. True. As you get older, especially as I get older, things I thought
just shows like people are willing to follow trends.
All right. Yeah. And you like she, I mean? Yeah, no, I'm on the same boat. Like I saw a Croc store. I'll admit fully. I'll be open and honest to all of our two fans. Listen. I mean, and I do mean just Adam and Jesse. so, you know, I go like we walked by in Jersey, like we were at like the discount stores or whatever they're called, the outlets or whatever.
The outlets, yeah.
In Gloucester. And I saw a Croc store. I was like, shit.
How long ago was it?
This was just recently. This is in the past 2 months.
That means you had to have like a conversation with yourself. You had to have a whole thing.
As I was passing, I had a full conversation with myself.
Did you walk by the storefront like 5 times before you were like,
No, it wasn't that desperate.
Okay. No. Here we go. And then like, you push the fucking doors open.
Like, that's a little dramatic, but no, I wouldn't have done it that dramatic. But
size 13.
Yeah. That's the thing that actually I would even check. Like, do you guys have 15s?
Like, they're like, no, freak, get out.
No.
We have a stretcher over here. Pick any size.
Like, actually, the factory can't even make them that large. We can't get rubber to go that long. Like, it's a problem. But here's the problem is because the utility when it comes to like camping and hiking is insane. Like I had to do a river crossing, like the last hike I went on, and it was unfortunately a tremendous rainfall in the Black Forest Trail. So you're like, all right, I'm doing a little river, you know, a little creek. No, it's like rapids. Like you're like, you have 40 pounds or 50 pounds on your back. You're fucking whole. And then you're all I brought was flip flops. My buddy broke out like almost like they were a knife. He was just like, and he was just like, bam, bam, in them. Took the shoes off, boom, boom, in them. Already moving across the river and all had better grip and everything like that. I'm sitting over here like, oh, come on. Like, I've got little, dude, just thong flip-flops. Delicately trying to move across like rapid cold water. It's got to be
how are you not
below
dead?
32 degrees. What's up?
How are you not dead?
Oh, well, luckily, I mean, the water, if you were stepping correctly, if you were stepping, which I did, I'm sitting here. If you were stepping correctly, like you wouldn't, you know, lose track, but it wasn't crazy deep. We had other water crossings that we were supposed to do. And just based off of the small water crossing, we were like, dude, we're not going. If I have to go waist up, I'm going to get swept. Like I'm just going to get swept down the river. This is going to be hilarious for you guys. And then I'll die and you can call my mom. But it's,
we can put that on us.
Yeah. No, not you guys. You guys don't do anything physical.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But no, the guys that when I was very clear. Like they would call you first to call my mom. So like, I know I have to call your podcast partner. What's his number? You're dying. What's his number? I don't know.
Reach him at Adam Comedy.
I'd be like, on my shoulder, guys. My shoulder. It's I don't know.
We have so much to cover. Like we have so much. I played, speaking of basketball earlier, you mentioned it so briefly, but I also, so we're going to talk about basketball in a second. I know this is a sports podcast. We're not actually going to talk about the sports of basketball. We're going to talk about my fucking shitty playing in a league game that I had to do. And also, I wanted to hear what shook out, because I don't know if you talked about this or anything else. The back. You called me. You were like, yo, the injections for your back happened. And I had to get off the thing. I had a client call that I had to talk to. And then I didn't hear the rest of the story. And I was just like, what the fuck happened? So let's blah, 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 up to that point. And I mean that because there's not much there. But, like, can you get me up to that point real quick and then fill me in?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much just, you know, when I got the injections for my bulging disc in my neck, whatever the fuck, they put you on this – or they put me on this Twilight drug, essentially.
Remind me, this isn't creating space because you have a jutting out, right? So this is meant to be something that's pushing it back in.
Correct. It's right? So like, exactly. Gotcha. It's just pushing on all my nerve endings. Right. So that's why I get like just fucking pain in my head and like my hands and legs and feet go numb and that. It's all that shit. It's just pushing out, causing pain. So it's meant to like deflame it. So
Your spinal cord's being like ripped up like Rihanna in that elevator.
It's like rough. Essentially, these discs are crisscrossing my spine.
Your spine kind of started it, so.
Yeah, no, it did.
Sorry, everybody. That was a lackadaisy way to do that joke.
No, my spine was talking shit, saying it fucked the other organs of my body to my to my disc in my neck.
As you do.
As you do. No, but so I get to the hospital, and I didn't think it was going to be like a whole thing. Like, right. I thought, like, because, like, my mother-in-law gets, like, injections in her, like, spine, like, her lower back for, like, back pain.
Is that cortisone?
She just goes to the office. Yeah, but she just goes into the office and, like, yeah,
cortisone's nothing.
Gets it put in.
Right.
And then she just goes home. Like, yeah. That was
my mom gets. My mom gets them.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, well, it's going to be the same thing, but just a few feet higher.
Right.
Whatever. Why would you think? Right? Why
and they've catching people up, too, because our phone conversation, weirdly enough, wasn't recorded. I keep asking Jesse to record every phone conversation we
have. I know. He's really failing. We should fire
him. He said something about there was like 45 minutes of us talking about buttholes. And then I was like, listen, that's all gold. You got to save that. And then it was like 20 minutes saying stuff we're not supposed to say. And I was like, save all of that. That's all going to be in the pod. But he like doesn't, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll mic this up like the fucking Nixon office. Okay.
Yes, I'll do it. Dude, perfect. But with those shots and stuff, you know, those are, I'm so intelligent with those shots and stuff. With the shots, yeah, like when my mom gets them, yeah, it's kind of you walk it off. But you had been, they had kind of downplayed this to you. Like, yeah, you come in, it's, you know what I mean? Like, almost like Bruce Willis in the fucking, it's like, hey, go off to the coast, have a couple laughs. Like, you know, like they were like, yeah, you come in, we give you a little thing, you'd be out of here. And then you got there and they're like, hey, we're basically going to put you to sleep almost. It seemed like.
That's kind of it. Because again, it's not like, it's not like they didn't tell me what they were going to do, but they didn't like really make me understand what they were going to do. And also remember like from previous episode when I was talking about like, just even when they were telling me what they were going to do to me and my brain just like tuned out. Cause like, I don't care at this point. Yes, just do whatever the fuck they do to me. Like,
we learned unfortunately that anytime Adam is being talked to from an authority figure that he does accept as an authority figure, he will immediately shut off his brain and put himself completely in their hands. Like a trusted authority figure. If it's like, it could be a libertarian candidate that he super loves. I would do that with Larry Sharp. I totally would. But like just and then, or, you know, like anything like that, like a doctor, you're just like, oh cool, I'm done, yeah, just figure out whatever with my back, cool.
Yeah, because again, it's been also I've been in such pain for so long, I'm at the point now where like I don't care.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
just do whatever,
just plan it.
Just do whatever the fuck you gotta do. But so again, I get to the hospital, I guess with the procedure, you know, which is normal, it's not normal, so yeah. I was like, okay cool, so thinking this should be fine still. And then I show up and like, all right, just come on back here. I'm like, all right cool. So I walk back and then there's like a, like, it's almost like the waiting area, not the waiting area in a hospital, but like kind of like they give you a bed before you go up to like another room, something like that, like kind of one of those. So typically I'm like, triage, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of
it's the empty rooms in an emergency room almost. Yeah. It sounds like, gotcha.
Kind of.
I had to do that for the finger. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just
fingered a girl so hard. You know,
so hard. Just broke your fucking fingers.
Just snapped it off in there. It wasn't like a teeth situation like the movie, but like she really got at it. I don't know what it was.
Real good Kegels. I believe
all that joke was just to hear you say Kegels. that entire sentence is like, I'm baiting him to say, try to say Kegels. Coggles. What is it?
Coggles.
Man, I'm going to coggle you so hard.
Coggle you so hard, bro. You're going to fucking tear all my fingers up in that.
I hate when a girl does that when you're about to come and then like they're Kegeling. I'm like, don't Kegel right now. Like, actually go loose. Like, don't do that. Do not do that. Yeah, please
go limp.
Stop.
Go limp like before you get into a car accident.
Please, yeah. Completely dead. I mean, I'm talking to a blow up doll, obviously. But
of course. I was actually gonna say, well, she's already dead. So
that's the body I keep out back. That's in the freezer. It's the right time of year for it. I'm fucking this dead girl, right?
Sorry. So we're fucking this dead shit.
We just had to go all the way in because it was just a lull. I saw you just about to be like, I'm gonna go back to the story, and I just went like, I was like, are we? And I don't think so. So I'm fucking this dead girl, right? I won't get canceled for that. Okay.
Nah. Cold and lifeless, like I like it.
Oh God, please.
So in the hospital, in the triage room, and I'm like, okay, so I think I'm just gonna sit here until like they move me to the procedure room, and they're like, all right, just take off all your clothes. And I was like, do you know why I'm here? I was just like immediately like thinking they're like gonna like, you're here for the leg amputation, right? like all like the worst hospital stories in my mind. Just
dude, did you think like, what if I said no?
If I said like, no to the clothes?
Yeah, like if you're just like, I'm gonna go to boxers. Is that cool? Like I at this point as a doctor thing, I've completely done it, especially as comics, it's so hack. Like who talks about that. Like, that's an old hack show from the 80s. Like, they, you know, come into the doctor, they make you get naked, whatever it is. But, like, legitimately now, I want to go, like, I don't want to take, like, I mean, I will, like, really, I have nothing to be ashamed of that or whatever, but I go, like, actually, I do, but it's not my dick. It's more of, I get, like, heat bumps. My nipples are rough. It would be two things. It'd be heat bumps on my thighs because I fucking, I don't know, whatever. I got pale, milky white thighs, and I just... It's gross. It's bad. You have the same pale, milky white thighs.
I'm tanner than you, but
you just don't work out, so you don't sweat at all. And I just get a little thing. But also, so what would be my dick? It'd be my nipples and my my sweet, sweet thighs, dude. And I would feel very embarrassed.
It'd be so funny. The doctor comes back in, and Neil's just standing there like this.
I would just be like, "What's up, doc? How you doing?" Completely normal conversation, just trying to be masculine. It's like, yeah, man, I don't know, I'm playing just basketball.
Two fingers in front of each nipple,
just holding it. Two fingers, dude. I'm a three nipple boy. I'm a three.
I was being polite. I knew that, but I was being polite.
You were judging size, and I appreciate you for that. But I would have to say it's going to be three nipples if I'm going vert. It's going to be two nipples if I'm going side. I'm going side. It's two, but if I'm going, I can't because they are wide.
Oh,
these are
talking. That's rough.
These are good dinner
plates. Side. You go side then.
I have to. Well, yeah, I'll go side probably.
Go side.
But yeah, did you think like in that moment, like, what if I just say no? What are they going
to
do?
I was so.
Boxers? Come on. Boxers?
Well, they told me to my box. They just didn't get to my box.
Oh, you didn't have to get fully naked.
Yeah, I meant like take off all your clothes, except your box. All right, sorry.
All right.
But
man.
Still, I was still like, and they were like, put the gown and socks on, like the hospital crazy socks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, crazy. All right.
And I was like, that's when I was like, do you guys know why I'm here? I'm like,
that's
getting injections in my neck.
Again, I thought you even went fully naked. I mean, I would be like, boxers? And they're like, yeah, you leave the boxers. I'm like, all right. I mean, you know.
They just didn't even give me the option to say. They're like, everything but your boxers. I was like,
oh, okay.
Okay.
When you told me the story the first time, he was like, yeah, dude. The nurse comes in. She rips off all my clothes.
I thought you assumed, or I thought it was assumed no. that it was just boxers.
No, I thought they made you get fully naked. Mm-mm. And I was like, that's a lot for a day procedure that you need to know what my balls look like now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in and out, dude. We're not having a relationship in here.
Yeah, I think if they did say that, I probably would have been like, what are we doing now? Right, you know? Right. like, why?
All right.
No, it was great. So,
all right. But the stupid hospital socks, I have a couple.
So I'm like, all right. So they, you know, close the thing. I put the shit on. They come back in. Like, all right, cool. And the doctor comes in. It's the doctor and the nurse he's not an anesthesiologist. I think he's a nurse.
I was hoping that he should be an anesthesiologist.
Well, no, because I'm not getting put out.
No, but usually any chemicals that are used, I could be wrong because there are two. There is a nurse who practices with, and I'm also just speaking out of my ass, but I do know. I mean, I do know a little. My buddy's wife is a nurse, so she's a nurse. My buddy Derek, a nurse, a maternity ward nurse, and she's like, oh yeah, actually the great nurse to be. They make. Bank. They do, and they have none of the risk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't want to derail this, but they go. But if you're an anesthesiologist, I've been drinking a little bit, so I can barely say that word. two glasses of wine. I'm such a lightweight now. Right. So it's if you're an anesthesiologist, fuck. Anesthesiologist.
Just say sleepy guy who puts you to sleep.
I'm trying to still be smart. It's not working.
You're making it worse. No one thinks that. Just say sleepy guy.
If you're an anesthesiologist nurse. They go like, listen, it's great because you make so much money, a great amount of money. You're talking like $120 to start or whatever. But at the same time, you don't have the same legal repercussions if you fuck up because it always comes down on the anesthesiologist to do that. Right. So it's like he actually monitors everything. But if something happens, it's his license.
Also, fun fact, did you know this? Up until like literally a year or two ago, they were like, we didn't know how this stuff worked. It was a complete guessing game.
Oh, no. Yeah. We all know, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It's the same because, I mean, it's the same principles around like, I mean, we're trying to figure out so much other shit. And, you know, I could get it if they're like, I don't know, this has been knocking us out since the Native American plains. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you took this and you got knocked out. It fucking works. Just shut up about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shut up. Stop being a pussy.
You're fucking now in boxers. You got your fuzzy fucking socks on. You're having a good time. You feeling gripped? Did you play with the socks at all? Did you have a little time alone in the old doctor's office playing with yourself?
Barely. It was so quick. It was so quick. I always fluff it.
Chub up?
Just in case. Just in case.
That's my boy, dude.
Just in case. You don't know. You know who's going to come in. And especially, I'm going to be loopy. They might be like, let's look at this guy's dick.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Or see it out of the gown. I don't know. I don't want to be our first meeting. You don't see my bulbous head.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing sadder than seeing like a scared hospital shriveled cold dick.
I know when the doctor took out my urethra, when he took out my fucking sweet thing out of my urethra, the catheter, whew, my dick couldn't have, I mean, the female nurse who came in, I only mentioned that because she was happened to be female, and also I was like, could it not be? Like I asked, could it not be? Please, could it not be? Like, yeah. I was like 13 years old. I was like, please, could it not be? I really don't want it to be. I was almost crying. Like, I just don't want it to be a female nurse. Please. Like,
dude, it'd be so funny if that nurse had any just sense of humor in her stomach, just because she knows you're thinking this. 13 years old, walking, be like, ah, nice dick. Just, like, no, that's what I was worried about.
It'd be even worse if, like, she was, maybe that's where I get it from. Like, she was just like, ooh, big. And I was like, I can tell you're being sarcastic. I can tell you're being sarcastic. It doesn't help.
Don't
it
patronize hurts, me, actually. You whore. You
your
are.
Penis will never be small. Like, if your penis, I don't know. I think we should measure true dick size
from the root.
It has to be what your dick is from your pelvis when a catheter is inserted. Now, it's a tough test. I'm not, because dude, it's like defeated.
Checking the oil
dude.
Line on the car. It's like it's down here. This is where the catheter hit.
Oh my god, dude! When I tell you that when the catheter coming out and it was a female nurse, they could not be me a male nurse. There wasn't. Everyone makes fun of male nurses. I was like, I'll take a male nurse any day. I'm like, in a hospital, absolutely, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'll take a male nurse. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah.
And dude, I asked so much, and yeah, I get you on that, man. I get you. Yeah. If you're walking, a nurse is there, you're like, ah, man. If it looks a little fluffed, hey, what are we doing?
You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, was it supposed to be like that?
Oops, a daisies. We don't know. It's usually this size. It's not ever. It's not ever. Never. All right. So you fluffed up. Cool.
For sure.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Stage two.
So then, doctor, and I think again, think it's the nurse. Think it's the male nurse. He's like, all right, so I'm going to go over, like, what we're going to do. I was like, cool. And so he's like, all right, so I already have the IV in my hand. I saw the fucking mark for it. And they're like, we're going to put the IV. We're going to put the medicine. That doesn't hurt. I'm just saying. We're going to put the medicine in. And he's like, and then it's going to, you're going to feel like, you know, you're going to feel it. I was like, okay. Right. He's like, then we're going to meet you, wheel you in the procedure room. I was like, okay. Right. And then he's like, we're going to take that special x-ray to see exactly where we're going to put the needles in your neck. He's like, then we're going to shoot. Then we're going to, anesthetize your neck, right. Then we're going to shoot dye into your neck, then we're going to follow the dye up with the actual injections. And he's like, I might hold your head down the whole time because, you know, you might just jerk.
Right.
I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then I remember eating a cookie.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So you had a full... That's good. That was good. That's pleasurable.
Like,
that's a fine experience.
As soon as he's like, all right, ready? Here we go. He put it in. Within five, it's not even an exaggeration, seconds.
Five
I remember
seconds,
looking
yeah.
at him and going, yo, dude, I'm pretty fucking high. And he laughed. I laughed. And then that's all I remember. Honestly, right. That's all
those
I remember.
Are your last words, which would make sense. Actually, yeah. Those true. Would be your last words. Just like, I'm pretty fucking high. Like, so, that's how I was on Dilaudin.
Oh, that's just the best.
Yeah.
I was on that for my gallbladder stuff. But I remember the nurse is like, you could eat that cookie, drink that juice. And I remember going, I thought I'm not supposed to eat before this procedure.
Right.
You're and she's like, we're done. I was like,
we're finished.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, I just remember being like, that's awesome. And then I remember, here's also the weird part. I remember eating the cookie and juice.
Yeah.
But kind of.
Well, the drug's wearing off. Right. Gotcha.
But it's like, it's still a really, I'm not just doing justice in this explanation. Because people would be like, yeah, you kind of remember. Like, you kind of remember like a memory. Yeah. It's like, no, not like a kind of remember memory. Not like I was like, hey, remember like fourth grade? And you're like, kind of. Not like that.
Yeah.
It's almost like an out of body experience, but not.
Right. I get you.
It's between those two points.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt that. I get you.
Right. So like, I'm eating this cookie like a chimpanzee. Cause like, you're not, I'm just like,
right.
Like,
yeah. You're doing,
holding a cookie.
And, like, oh, that's nice. Mentally challenged man is getting surgery today. Yeah. Cause you look like,
And I don't even remember the juice I drank. Like, I don't remember what it
drank,
was.
Yeah, that's right. You drank juice. You haven't, and that's crazy that you put that in your system. You haven't had anything other than bi in forever. The fact that your system immediately didn't reject it is insane.
I start throwing up. They're like, oh my God, the injection went wrong. They're like, no, it's the juice. It doesn't know what it is. It's fine.
But you just like, started coughing.
Was it is the cookie me up. Allergic
or something? No, 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 no. I only put bi into this body. I can't. My body's such a temple of solitude that there's no way I can put anything other than bi into it. Coconut water is the only thing that sustains me.
The juice sobered me up right away. I was like, ah. I was like, what is this?
Just doing a bi commercial. We just throw you you're just like, hit me. And then you just catch a bi that I throw you in the hospital. It's like, go. When you're waking up from a surgery, only bi. Like, it's just making, I'm surprised. Yeah. Was it a little juice box?
No, it was like in a hospital cup, like a white hospital cup.
You were
cup.
Probably like gorilla gripping it. Like,
I was, yes. And I remember just chugging it because I was so dehydrated, so dehydrated.
I get you.
And I did remember, and I remember the cookie. Oh, that was a graham cracker. It was a graham cracker.
Oh, good. Hey, here's here's 5 ounces of juice and then a graham cracker to really dry you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so know what the weird thing is too? Like, I feel like I drank 2 things of juice, but I don't remember. I remember just taking shit to my fucking face to try to like quench that feeling.
Right.
And just being like, oh, I don't have any buys here. like, I don't have anything else to drink. I drank what they gave me. And I just kept being thirsty. And then there's like, all right, get dressed. Like, I was a fucking prostitute. There's like, kick the door, like, get out. Dressed. And I was like, here's the other weird part. Like, I don't remember. I just remember being dressed. I was like, oh, I'm dressed. It was like a video game.
Yeah, you're going to have
it was like GTA
gaps.
When you go into like the room and you come back out and you're dressed. But I also remember like, I don't remember putting on like the ropes I wear on my wrist or my wedding band. Like, I don't remember putting it on, but they were on. Yeah. Like, it was just wild. And then they're like, all right, see you later. And then I just walked out to Crowley's car. Hi. that's
how Crowley's. That yeah. I'm not trying to move off this at all. Hold on. I do have a question. So in the, how long in the do diner, you say from when you were out, from when you were out, how long was the whole thing? Not what, 20 minutes?
Dude, me. Oh, the actual procedure?
Yeah,
like
20
minutes to a half hour.
Right. And then you're out in like an hour.
I was in and out in an hour. It was crazy fast. Right.
Feeling better? How's the.
I was, but now it kind of hurts again.
It's just going back.
Well, no, they said it's probably going to happen. You probably have to do it a few times. Like, it's not like a one time fix. Okay. Like, I'm going to the doctor again on the 10th just to for a follow up. So I probably have to go 2 or 3 more times. But like, If it doesn't keep working, then it's a problem.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Cult of Adam's back. We're welcome. Welcome. We're just going over the medical procedures. We're actually trained medical doctors. We talk about this stuff all the time. Don't let our Philly and garbage accents fool you. We're actually very educated. dude, where are we time? Because I want to...
We had plugs.
We had plugs. All right, let's do plugs. Doc. Biscuit Boy. Find our spectacular music. It's Feeding Ducks, I thought, right?
No, that's right.
Whatever, dude. Who cares? Yeah, let's have super sexy fucking music. Do you guys notice something different? We're too fucking sexy for this plugs.
You can find me, the producer. at
you have to do it.
Ew. Jesse Pedraza Show on TikTok.
Ew. He said TikTok.
And on Instagram.
I'm surprised you didn't go with, you're going to find me. I'm surprised you didn't put a little on it.
Roll your R's.
Find me at Venmo, Jesse Pedraza.
No, Jesse's too white and American. He can't do it.
don't disgrace him. How dare you?
USA.
I am neilwood.com. No, wait, because I am no. I'll do the actual talk and stuff. It's all good. But I am neilwood.com. Up there is probably the one show that we got. The show that we got coming up. There's other stuff on there, but I just mean the show that Ab's going to talk about in a second. Other than that, I feel like just follow me on all the social media and stuff like that. It's either I am neilwood, or. Neilwood comedy, but I'm pretty sure it's all I am Neilwood now. Other than that, dude, I think you got all the rest of the dates, right? So we should be good. Yeah. Fire it away, Adam.
Follow me at Adam Nutter, of course. Please. And please
Porcupine.
Please listen to Porcupine. Please listen to Slapstick Sports. For the Porcupine, youtube.com/Adam Nutter. Also on Odyssey. Oh, we're also on Odyssey too. Subscribe to us on Odyssey, Cult of Us. Odyssey.com/@Cult of Us and odyssey.com/@Adam Nutter. For all Porcupine stuff, I just had on Phil Labonte from, again, All That Remains. That was a fun episode, so go check that out. It's up there right now. Yeah, and then February 12th, right? Is our next pop intro? Neil?
Yes, February 12th.
Just what I said.
I thought you said.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
14th, I apologize. No. It is February 12th?
Yes. Yep. Right. Next pop-in show. Yeah. So come on out to that. Again, tickets, drop10.com/events for the pop-in show at Shop on PA. It's Connor McGovern, Mel Harris.
I love Jake these comics. Figaro.
Yeah, they're all fucking.
These comics are great. Really yeah, funny. Mel Harris is in like a new friend. And, like, man, I don't know if Adam's even got to hang with it, like hang out and do comedy with him enough, but like he's a great dude in the scene in Philly, and come out for that. Connor McGovern's awesome. Shay podcast on the network, but a very funny comic. Probably gonna be blowing up soon.
Yeah,
like, leave us eventually. Blow up.
As he should. Yeah, as he should. That graphic is wrong. It's 7 to 9:30, not 7:30 to 9:30. But 7 to 9:30 shows.
Fucked up. Oops, sorry. I will update.
7 to 9:30 shows, guys. Come on out. And then after that, Neil and myself will be, along with Blaise Gigakis, will be over at the LPPA State Convention doing some comedy for the libertarians. You guys can come to that theoretically. You don't have to go to anything else. Like, you can actually get tickets to this, that show, and, yes, and come on out. You don't have to go to any of the other stuff if you don't want to. LPPA.org.
Try out the Libertarian Party. I don't know. Yeah, figure something out. See what they're thinking. Keep going, Adam. My bad.
No, LPPA.org, but we'll be there March 4th. We're doing stand up, I think at 6:30 that on March 4th. But yeah, you can get tickets. LPPA.org. You can just get tickets to the comedy show. I think it's $20.
Was there a February 19th thing that we had to do, we're doing?
I don't know yet. I
gotta confirm. We got a hot date coming up for February 19th. I think that'd be a good show. Yeah, possibly. We'll put it out on the social media again. Follow us or drop tent. We'll put it out there.
Yes. And then April 30th, please come out to New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Shell. I'll be headlining there. Neil will be obviously featuring for me. And then we got Blaise Gigakis and Jesse Pedraza hosting and opening up the show. Come on out. It's going to be fucking awesome. It's going to be a big libertarian turnout for sure up there. It's a free state, libertarian state, New Hampshire. So come on out. Come on out, you porcupines. Get your tickets. Again, I finally put it up. Oh, actually, I do have a question to ask you after this. Remind me, please. It's about this.
I will remind you.
Thank you. Again, tickets, drop10.com/events. You can get your tickets now. They're available. He put them up. So go buy your tickets for the Shell in New Hampshire, April 30th. It's a Saturday. 8 o'clock show. It's gonna be fucking a blast.
Hell yeah,
come
dude.
On out.
Awesome. Drop10.com. Check out. Is it you good?
Yes.
Everything? Right. Yeah. Cool. Drop10.com. Check out everything we have on the network. Of course, all the other podcasts. We're trying to keep fresh content for you all the time, and just getting voices out there that you might not have heard. Of course, check out this podcast on our page. This way, you can follow everything we do and follow the podcast in general. You can jump on that page and check everything out. Of course, each week we're dropping an episode, but also we have our Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/cultofus and jump on there, and you can get some extra content. I'm actually off for the next 2 weeks, so I might be popping on there with some stuff. Ooh. And tell Adam, and we'll come on and do some things.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. But there's a bunch of backlog stuff on there. You can see, about, you know, back in the day, Us on the Road, things like that. And, of course, $3 tier on Patreon is going to be our watch tier. We just checked out. Well, we watched Lamb before that. We had some fights and stuff that we were watching through Discord. So you like it walks you through everything. You jump on Discord. It's a cool time.
Yeah, you get an email when you sign up for Patreon.
Yeah.
And then you take that link right into the Discord. And you
boom.
You can't watch Lamb, but you could listen to Lamb.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we were trying something we didn't know. We're gonna say we didn't know. That's just what that is. And then $5 tier, Anna Gabrielle's tattoo tier. Wonderful artist, podcast on this network, talking all the stuff horror, but you can check out her podcast as well and see her tattoo work. And if you want to try to get a tattoo from her, or it's your first tattoo and you want to support the podcast, jump on there. $5 every month goes to us, helps to support, keep the lights on. And then, we're going to pull a name out. We're going to pull a name out and you get a, a tattoo. It's that simple. It's not, there's not any fucking rules around it. It's a high quality, possibly softball size color tattoo right in Wilmington, Delaware. Easy to get to if you're in the tri-state area, stuff like that. We'll have more for you. But right now, those are our tiers. So thank you so much. And of course, buy a t-shirt from drop10.com if you want to support a specific podcast. I got more coming for you for specific podcasts, but if you want to support Slapstick or Porcupine or Adam or Cult of Us and stuff like that, feel free. You know, we appreciate it, and that money goes right to the actually their contributors on the thing, so it goes right to them, and it helps out their podcast that way. And we appreciate you. You get a little swag in that way. So cool. I think that, yeah, right. All the pluggy plugs. Yeah.
I think Che has more gear than Cult of Us does.
Well, it's only because he had two t-shirts. Yeah, I don't think he does, but I immediately went to like, well, you have to understand the logistics.
About like logistics of the company. It's, I get it. Of, I'm just kidding.
No, well, the problem is because I had to go over to Indonesia to actually find the kids to make our t-shirts.
Our
I really
is
wanted it to be a hands-on experience. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. I purposely did that. It needed to be children. And yeah, I couldn't. I was like, listen, he's going to have his
shop.
Yeah. I can't have grown people. I mean, it's not that kind of, I needed it to be kids. So that's what I did. But that's just because I'm an awful white
and
man.
We're going to farm system their families. They so, like, their kids, we're going to use them like a farm system team in baseball.
What's happening in baseball?
No, I said Jesse walked over the fucking.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. What did you say, bud?
No, I said we're going to use the sweatshop. Family is also like their kids is like a farm system team. So like when they, you know, we're gonna see how they're going. Yeah. We're gonna bring them on. You know,
what do you have?
Yeah. What league do we own?
Yeah, yeah, we
the sweatshop league, Jesse. Are you not listening to our scam?
What
you...
I know we should have went with a different name, but what are you gonna do? You know, we went with sweatshop league. It was not a great look. I'll tell you, we came out with those t-shirts, which we did not make. Actually, sweatshop.
No,
kids
but free labor for
t-shirts.
Us though. Free labor for us.
I like the idea of us having sweatshop kids who are on a baseball league. And then we have t-shirts made for those kids by other kids who are in sweatshops. I am awful.
We kind of monopolize the sweatshop market in Taiwan. Taiwan, you said before, which is like,
yeah, I said Taiwan. I always say Taiwan for stuff like that. I don't
feel like
know
that's
why.
More of a village in Vietnam somewhere scam.
Oh, you think?
More of a Taiwanese scam, yeah.
I love that you almost pitch it as like a normal thing. You're like, ah, that's like a Taiwanese scam. You're like, what? Yeah, like, you know, a Taiwanese scam. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I feel like it's more woodsy in Vietnam. I feel like it's more of a woodsy, seedy operation.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Is it that thing where like they call you and then they ask for your social? Yeah, it's a Canadian scam.
Like a Canadian scam. It does sound like a Canadian scam. It sounds like a boring scam.
You just know every area where the scams come from. It's just like, it's just because of the African prince or wait, no, it's not African. It's
Nigerian. Yeah,
Nigerian. Right. I mean African, that's in yeah, yeah. Yes, I knew the continent, not the actual area.
You only knew the biggest continent.
Yeah, not great. Not good. Off topic immediately. Then I'm going to go right to basketball. I've been watching the First Peoples on Amazon. I highly
racist.
Recommend to check it out.
First Peoples.
Well, the First People, I should say. The First People. Super good. It's just basically, they always do this with like, you know, it's like, hey, this is the recent science in the past 5 years of like, you know, what we've actually learned in the gap of just like where, you know, early hominids and Homo sapiens like came from and where they came from. Nice. I just love it. What I want you guys to enjoy is like all the, because again, they do what other specials do. Mm-hmm. They take actors and they put them mm-hmm. into scenarios and stuff like that. And man, there are some magical moments of just like an actor who's, you know, like they're like, yeah, you look like this big fucking freak. Like, because again, they're like talking about early.
You look
humans,
like a Neanderthal. Like,
yeah. And they're doing it in a way where you're like, oh, okay, you guys play the production value split. Like, you know, there's makeup involved and things like that. And you've got prosthetics, but at the same time, you're trying to keep it slim. You're trying to see it can be gritty and real. And like sometimes you're just like, yeah, you look like this big far-headed piece of shit. That's what you look like. That's where your people came from. And you're just like, ooh, that's rough.
Fun fact, we all have Neanderthal DNA in us. Everybody fucked everything back then.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. That's yeah. That's they talk about it specifically in the special. Yeah. It's like the second episode. But it comes way where you didn't think it was. This is absolutely uninteresting, and no one is gonna laugh at this. It's not a joke. But yeah, you are correct. Adam, good for you, dude.
I know stuff.
Take a moment of silence for intelligence. No, listen, I want to talk about, I played a basketball game, dude. When I tell you that I have not played basketball because it's the winter and I couldn't find an indoor spot. It was supposed to be a bunch of comics who got together and like played indoor and stuff, just didn't shake out, I guess.
By the way, before you even finish the story, when you texted us in the group chat, like, hey, can we move the podcast? I want to play a basketball game. I was like, is he canceling the podcast for a pickup? And then as I'm saying that, you send a follow test going, no, it's like an old man league with like a ref and shit. I went, that's still sad, like, but it's more of an excuse, but it's still sad.
Here's the problem. Is I kind of thought it was a pickup game and I still was going to cancel it, but no, I did. I kind of was like, yeah, right. It's just like they need whatever. Yeah. Dude, when I get there, I'm like, I have not played ball in a couple, possibly months, like possibly 2 months. Oh, yeah.
You haven't played since like it was nice out.
Yeah. Like I have not touched the basketball. I'm just going in. I'm just like, yeah, right. I'm probably just playing like a pickup sloppy game. You know, it's going to be whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll just play a couple of games and go. Not the case. The guy who, you know, he was like, I get there. And it's like, when I thought it was league, I kind of just thought, I was like, you know, hey, you guys rented a gym. You guys play a couple games in between his pickup. No, they're like, I knew I was fucked when the refs showed up. I was like, fuck, dude. When I tell you how fucking childhood nervous I got, Adam, I was so fucking nervous. And I immediately went back to all the dork that I am, dude. I am such a fucking dork.
Did you start to scoot up against the wall and like fucking get out of the view, everybody?
I'm just worried about stretching, and then like more people are coming in.
Of course
you are, nerd. I gotta stretch, dude. It's important. You don't want to pull a hammy. You know what I mean?
But you don't say it out loud that you're nervous about stretching, or you have to stretch. Yeah. You just do it silently.
Yes. To you, my friends, who I revealed that I was nervous about stretching. Yes, you are correct. I would be found as a Nancy for one of those. But I was like, yeah, let me just stretch out. I wasn't even too concerned. I was like, all right, you know. And then the ref showed up. I was like,
how many refs? Two or three?
No, two refs. Two refs. I mean, yeah. I was like, all right. Cool.
Three would have been more intimidating, by the way. If you saw three refs walking, you'd be like, how real is this league?
Also, the court is like for high schoolers. It's like not even big enough to fit three refs. But like, it's one of those situations. I just immediately fell. I didn't fall apart, but I was just like, fuck, this is a problem. Okay.
Did you get the stomach nervousness? Like,
no, I wasn't. Shaking? I don't think I was fully there. Here's what I regretted. I didn't have the stomach nervousness because you know what I did have was, I ate like an hour before the game. Like I ate like pasta, like an hour before the game, dude. I was full of noodles.
Neil's like, I had a full ice cream sundae.
Yeah. I was on the side. They looked at me weird. I was like, I'm eating it on the sideline. I don't know why it's a big deal. Just a full ice cream sundae. You guys are being weird about it. They're like, you're going to cramp up. I was like, probably not. I'm a fully fit human being.
He washed it down with a gallon of chocolate milk.
I know, like, but why? It was. You guys don't do this? But what are you going to wash it down with?
No, you're right. Chocolate milk.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're an asshole.
Chocolate ice cream, chocolate milk. Crazy. You got to go down kind and kind, like and like, obviously. Dude, once the refs got there, I was like, this is – because what you forget about basketball, what I forgot about basketball is when you don't play foul shots and stuff anymore, you forget all of the etiquette. I completely forgot all of the etiquette. You're like, right, foul shot. Like, they're doing foul shots. I was like, right, where the fuck do I line up? Like, I was legitimately like
– Neil's just squaring people out in the center court. Like, what are you doing?
I forgot – all of that is gone from my memory. I do not remember it from playing when I was in from elementary to high school, when I played in high school, and I still don't. I can't believe I forgot.
I play enough 2K where I think if you're a tall guy, you're on the line by the rim.
Who's shooting?
What?
If depending on who's shooting, right?
Oh, really? No, I'm
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I forgot. I was like, yeah, right. If the opponent is shooting, you have the advantage. You're down lower. You're in the lower slot.
Oh,
what I forgot.
Know that.
Exactly, dude. I forgot everything. I called my buddy after we played together in high school. I was like, dude, I forgot all of it. And I look like such a dork of just being like, where do I stand? I'm just like, yeah, no. And
dude, did you write cheat notes in your hand? Be like, stand lower when home team.
You're not getting how this rolled out. I see the refs. I'm like, fuck, got it. And then I was like, as soon as I'm like, right, this is a ref game. We're probably doing fouls. I'm like, Right. What the fuck is it again? They're doing one and ones, twos, and then
I would have went right to Google.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. Well, in the middle of a game, I don't have time to go to Google, dude.
You were still stretch out time.
So here's the fun, dude. The fun part is I am now a full grown man who's in his 30s who is like trying to play off. Like, I remember playing, like, you know what I mean? It's that desperate dude thing where you're just like, right. And I'm just like, I'm fully like, hey guys, honestly, haven't played court ball in a very long time. Just tell me where to fucking stand. And you know, they're going like on shot. And I can't remember, like, once the ball's released, I was like, wait, am I allowed to step in the, I couldn't remember any of that. I was like, I'm just going to do it. And who gives a fuck? Like, you know, because again, I can't remember if you're meant to box out sideways and you're not allowed to step in once on the ball release. And I have to look that up still. I cannot remember that from early. Like, go on the release. But I notice a lot of people were just stepping side to box out quickly. Whereas I usually step in box. Like, I usually step in and out that way to turn my body that way. But I was like, I can't even remember if that's a thing. But the refs were just like, whatever. You know, I was like, hey, guys. You know, what are you doing here? I'll slip you 100. Just leave me the fuck alone. You know what I mean? Like, it's a gross old guy league game, right? Here's the problem we ran into is this team. I'm so angry at him, at this team. Dude, so the buddy that I played pickup with, two guys that are on it, right? These are two white bulls, right? Playing pickup with those guys, right? And one guy's faster. He pretty much only drives. The other guy has more dynamicism. Like, he's got an outside shot. He can drive if he needs to. He's good on a clutch. You know, so, but the other people are, it's one black guy who's quick, smaller guy, like a point guard kind of situation. He usually ran point most of the time. And then I've got an Indian guy, I believe, who unfortunately I realized he didn't have the cardio for it. He just, and the reason I say he didn't have the cardio for it is because I realized that we're playing college rules, 20 minutes, excuse me,
what's
20 minute quarters.
Yeah, 20. Oh, okay.
20. Well, it's just two halves. Sorry. Right, I even said quarters.
Yeah.
20 minute halves, which I should have, is whatever.
That's better. That's probably better.
The biggest problem is we start playing. I get the tip. I tip out. I actually did get the tip, even though
you're
the guy
center?
Dude, when I tell you, Adam, what I wanted you there for on the side, I played center, of course. I'm the big. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, all these people are shorter than me. I am playing center. I am center.
That's kinda,
even though
I'm
basically
curious.
A point guard in the NBA.
I'm
6'5". Yeah,
dude, you're a midget in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm a point guard in the NBA. Typically, as a size. I mean, if you're shorter, whatever, but typically. Right.
You're like a point shooting guard, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm playing big man spot. Center, and get the tip. When I tell you that the other team is basically like Rocky IV, when I tell you that they had a big, like, Ukrainian tall guy with ridiculous hunch and long ass gangly arms, they had that guy. That's a guy they had, Adam.
Of course.
They had that guy. They also had just like a
he's like glowing bright green from just fucking radiation.
I thought he had a unibrow. I'm not even kidding. No joke. He had a fucking unibrow. Like, I was like, what is this? The fucking All-Stars from the fucking Space Jam? What, the monster team? Like, what the fuck is this?
Monstars, yeah.
The Monstars? Like, it was insanity. Would have been better if I got that on the first.
Is he one of those Eastern European guys that, like, punishes himself, like, for, like, you know, like, he's like, whipping himself to, like, get himself, like, psyched up? He's, like, one of those fucking psychopaths?
Yeah, no, he did a little flagelling. He did flagellate himself. He did flagellate himself almost.
He's on his
like
knees in front of the substitute box, just fucking
with Tom Hanks. Yeah, he did
whipping his back.
Yeah. I'm not worthy of your basketball. Like, he was doing it. Yeah. Which I thought was strange. The ref didn't call it during the game, but, you know, what are you gonna do? The biggest cause of concern was as we're playing, I kind of like, all right, 20 minute at this point again. I'm like, 20 minute quarters. I legitimately thought we were still playing quarters when we started. I was just like, all right, 20-minute quarters, okay. I was like, is there
80-minute game?
Yeah, 80-minute game. Insanity, right? Insanity, four stupid. Quarters. I'm revealing that to you now, just being like, that's
holy
the dumbest
shit.
Thing you could have thought of.
80-minute. Yeah, because if you're like, the NBA doesn't play 80 minutes. Nothing plays 80 minutes.
Like, I thought we came to be elite athletes. That's what I thought this was. Right. The cardio was my problem. I did come with a belly full of noodles. I will say that.
Yeah,
I did
come
100% a belly full of food. Not a great idea.
Pasta Alfredo.
just dragging ass, right? The biggest problem was there was no sense of – I mean, our team didn't have even an idea about how to play offense. like at all. Like we had just, they were just all over the place playing for themselves a lot of the time. But the biggest thing that maybe I'll just cut Ed, because we're just getting trounced. Like one point, I think it's like 40-16. Yeah, not great, right? I mean, who knew that maybe a team that has some players of a certain ethnicity might be beating? I mean, hey, listen, I'm putting that out there, not as a racial component. I'm saying that at the end of the game, I kind of went like, yeah, I mean, you know, you know, no, but legitimately it was all the other players on the other team, super sweet. And I was just kind of like, we just play like shit. We just play like garbage. I was like, you guys are, yeah, good. But like the biggest problem here, dude, was we had five people.
Oh, that subs. No, that's subs. Rough.
They had that's subs. That's now, rough. Again, I'm stepping in as cleanup. I don't play with these kids. I don't play with this team. Like I'm just here. I know those two guys. They just needed a guy, a big guy. They also didn't have any big guys. So they're like, get on in here. You know, I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. We start playing. We start going. I think out of the 16 points we made, I made like 8 points just because, you know, out of the nature of it, yeah, I got shit talked from the other big guys. There was a black guy who was older than me but he had at least 100 pounds on me. Like, he was a big dude.
Yeah.
And he was just shit-talking me the whole time.
Good.
I was like, dude, we're down by over 20 points.
Good. That guy's awesome.
I know. You're like shit-talking. I legitimately said that to him. I was like, literally backing down. I'm just like, hey, dude, we're down by 20 points. I mean, you don't need to shit-talk. Like, I just like bang and then fade. Like,
and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, I know. That's why I'm doing it.
Like, he said, I'm so excited if I keep playing with this fucking league to end out their shit. Like, they said, their team is nowhere near as bad. Like, there's another team out there that just the guy runs his mouth the entire time. So I'm super excited.
Dude, I would love this.
No, you can come
football, and watch. I don't care as much. If I'm watching, I have no investment. But if this is like a football thing and I was playing, I'd be like, ooh, I'm like that guy. I'm gonna have a fun time with
Neil just flailing about, dude. I was flailing. Dude. I had no dexterity. It was that moment of like, oh, you haven't even held a basketball or a ball or whatever in a while, and then you're doing that weird dexterity awkwardness where you're like, you know, anything. Like somebody throws you a ball, you're like, right, catch, got it. But then when a ball just like acts, it's off a rebound, your hands are somehow behind where you thought they were. Like you're having all that dexterity awkwardness where you're like, I'm shaking off rust and I'm like, like you're just nonsense. You feel so.
I don't know what it's like because I have elite hands.
No, I understand. You have elite hands.
Sure. So I don't drop anything. You know, I'm still a great athlete. Just for the record.
Right. So and if you believe that, I also have water that turns into wine that I can sell you.
I believe it. That's cool.
That's believable. If you believe that, I will sell you water that turns into wine. I swear it won't happen for a couple of years now, but it will. You buy it now.
I got one question for you, Neil. In a league like this, don't you have to pay? And like,
yeah, I'm a walk-on because apparently they had like three people that dropped. They couldn't make this game, and like,
refs too.
Sorry. Yeah, you have refs fees. I was like, hey, whatever. But I think I'm playing two games. I'm playing this game and then Wednesday. I don't know if I'm playing any more than that. I'm just covering, basically. I'm picking up a shift. You know what I mean? Like, I'm basically picking up a shift.
That's pretty funny.
So yeah, they were like, yeah, the other three guys, like, you know, we have no big people. Like they dropped out there. I mean, like, so the problem was, it was one of those moments when I was so mad at these guys. I was very upset when we got done.
Yeah.
Because I realized I was like, one. We have five timeouts. We ran, which these guys couldn't even keep up. The Indian kid, bless his heart, sweetheart, could not keep up. He was a little chubbier around the middle, but like you couldn't even tell. He whipped up his shirt. I was like, oh, you're chubbier than I thought. I thought you'd be able to run a little bit more because he was not moving on offense or defense. And I was just like, all right, we're not moving. And then I realized, like, guys, we don't have subs. And you guys just for some – I got done, dude, and I just daddied them. I was just like, guys, hey, listen, I have no idea if I'm going to play with you guys again. I would love to play with you again. Like, I was like, I would love to play with you again and hang out again. But, like, they're not that good at all, like, in terms of the other team. I was like, the other team is not that good, but you guys play such a disorganized game. You also didn't use five timeouts. You have no people to run. You can't run. A lot of you are sucking wind, not taking timeouts. And I was just like, where is this coming from? Why are you doing this? Like, why in terms of men? It only like I thought it was a dude thing because I kept being like in the second half, I'm just like, we're 10 minutes in, and I'm like, then I hear somebody go, like, you know, it's like, yeah, man, we still have timeouts and things like that. I'm like, right, wait a second. We're playing fucking, we have no fucking subs. We're sucking air. You guys aren't even that good. I'm just getting my second wind because the cardio is actually up despite what Adam thinks. I'm actually an elite athlete. It's a little bit of a problem. Sucking in all this water, dude. I'm going to take all that in. It's got,
can't catch though.
No. Oh my God. I got such good hands. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
except when I have to rock off like the, you know, the dust, you know, in terms of basketball. Cause I jump from basketball to football like all the time. So it's a problem.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to put, this is HGH in it. I'm going to fucking down all that shit. That's going to be delicious. I'm going to get super swole. But dude, I got done. I was like, listen guys, what the fuck was that? Like, you guys didn't take any opportunities, any advantages, any strategy at all. And they were like, yeah, you know, I'm like, no, man. No, that would infuriate me.
I'm so competitive.
I'm so, I'm fairly competitive, especially when I'm like, this isn't even like a fair game. It wasn't close. Like, I was like, you know, you guys just are sucking wind. I was like, guys, be intelligent. You're running. You don't know what to do. Like, take a fucking timeout. Yes. I think you know what it is. It's that dumb man thing sometimes when they're just like, well, if we take a break, they take a break. I was like, yes, that is true. But also, see, you need the break more.
Right.
It's just that easy. It's just there is no good in it. It's just you need to take the break because you're sucking wind and take a break. No strategy to it. We fucking sucked the entire time. Just throwing shit around. It was awful. It was chaos.
Dude, that drove me.
Dude, they gave me a shirt. They adorned me. They adorned me with a they adorned me with a shirt and said, dude, just come back next week. We need you. And I was like, I mean, I get it. Absolutely. I understand. Like, it's a problem, you know, because I was so needed at him because of my physicality and my athleticism.
You were kind of like their C-3PO and they were the Ewoks.
I mean, I wouldn't go. You think that's apt? I don't know if that, you think that, tracks?
How about me and Adam come and you just coach the team?
Stop me at come. I would have stopped you at come. I want you both to come when I play basketball every time. I was hoping that Adam would come to the game as the coach and just come with like a full suit on.
And I don't know anything about basketball.
A clipboard that he always throws down. Always. He constantly throws it down. No one knows why.
Out in the first 3 minutes every single game. I never finish a full fucking period.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just throwing oranges at people. Just like, hey, I brought oranges too. Nice guy. Just throwing them at people. Get the fuck out of here, dude. This team fucking sucks.
Dude, I would so come down and just throw a Bobby Knight chair right in the middle of the fucking court. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good time. I got to play these people. I'm hoping we're playing the same team on Wednesday.
Where is this?
I got shit talk. It's like 5 minutes from me.
Okay.
5 minutes from me at a gym. Yeah. We had people on the sideline, too. I saw, like, moms and kids coming in. I'm like, shit. Now I thought this was just going to be us, guys. I thought I was going to embarrass myself in front of strangers.
Embarrassed in front of children, too? That sucks.
I know. It's the worst.
That's a bummer.
So I am in a competitive league. Come at me. I'm a skilled basketball athlete right now. Doing a guest spot.
Yeah, you're doing guest spots.
Not even on a team. Couldn't afford it. Couldn't do it.
This motherfucker's on a two-day contract.
Yeah, man. I'm on a little contract. I'm doing password. Yeah,
see, not even two-day. It's a two-game contract.
So I got to go over this. Then I'm going to go over to England play because it's a patch thing. It's a whole thing. I only signed a very short contract. But dude, I can't wait for the game. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. Because now I'm coming in where, you know that thing where you're like, that was a mess. Like, I got done the game. And you ever get done a game when, like, you shaking off the dust the first game of the season or something? You're like, wow, that was the worst thing. Fumbling. Like, it felt like we were in this fucking sandlot. Like, we were just...
Oh, dude, I played football games where it's like, do we even know how to play football, guys?
Just nothing connects. Yeah.
Do we even know what the sport is? Are we playing?
You're doing like laterals to the other team. You're just like not recognizing. Like, you're just like, oh shit, it's the wrong fucking team. Like,
so yeah, I have a hockey stick and I'm just playing safety with a hockey stick. I'm like, I don't know how I got this.
Cannot wait to shit talk. If it's the same team again, I'm going to make fun of that larger guy and I'm just gonna be like, yes, you make points for the one Ukrainian dude. It's like, sorry, Igor, I apologize. You make points so good. I love it. I dunk over you every time. You know that, right? Like, I'm just
Did anybody get dunked on?
No, there was one guy who was like, you should dunk it like on a break or something like that. But I was like, everyone there knew their place in terms
Can
of
you
like,
dunk?
Those nets, yeah, I could dunk on those because it was like a high school gym.
That's all I'd be doing if I was you,
dude. When I tell you that I don't go into that kind of mood, I don't play selfishly. Like, I just don't. I'm not trying to be like, ooh. Sometimes it's good. Like, when players, I realized when I got home this is all this. I might as well just be on Slapstick Sports. Like, I don't play, I don't play like a selfish game. Like, I was actually the whole time trying to be like, hey guys, let's try to pass. Like, I'm trying to whip the team, just being like, guys, we're not gonna be able to move the ball. Like, they're just not moving it. They're just driving, and then no one's even below to get rebounds. I'm like, hey, I gotta be back. If you're gonna drive every time, get a foul. If you're not gonna pull a foul on a drive and you're on a fast break, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you have to be able to draw a foul, because I'm not under the rim to fucking get a, you know, anyway, this is fucking not funny. So, but you get what I'm saying? Like, they're just, they're not playing smart basketball. So I'm just like, hey, you might want to fucking try to do something. So I'm pumped this Wednesday. I'm going to bring these titties. I'm going to bring these nipples out.
Fucking revenge, bro. You got to revenge shit talk this guy. Even if you're losing, you guys still shit talk him.
Dude, I tell you the big man talk. Have you ever, what kind of shit talk? I don't know if we've ever mentioned when you were playing. I know you barely ever talk about you playing football. I mean, you barely.
How many times
you
use that joke in one episode?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just so humble about it. Yeah, so
I don't remember you talking about it ever.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever said it. So it's
fuck you, Jesse.
But like
you
when
did
you
football, I don't care.
You but also no. did semi sports.
Semi sports is a good idea. I like it. Semi sports is a good thing for whatever you did.
Still played it.
Yeah, you nerd signed up and you played.
Yeah, you're like Will Ferrell and like semi pro, whatever that is.
That was me. Yeah.
That was me. What was the highest level of shit talk? Was there like a team that you always got shit talked from? And then we'll get
skadoodle
out of here. But like,
there was a one our rival team in high school, Moore Catholic. That fucking we legit hate each other, and that was like all time high level shit talk, because this is like before social media, right? And so obviously, so the shit talk went back to like actual like via school branches, you know, like yo, the more guys said they were gonna fuck you up, it's like, all right, tell those fucking pussies.
You it's know, gotta like, be worse now, yeah. Right?
Oh yeah, no, they make TikToks. Like I watch college football teams, like players. Making like TikToks about each other, like especially the good ones are like, if Alabama's like, yeah, we're gonna fuck Michigan up, and then Michigan wins, Michigan will like stitch their TikTok and be like, nice try, bitch. Like
that's what I mean. City. I would not go for that. Yeah, because why would you want to even have, just in case somebody fucking messed
up? If you win,
them.
It's great, but if you lose, it's bad.
That's too much of a that's a bet Adam would take, I think.
And then I would. And then but back then it was just all like, also like super early message board days of AOL and chat rooms, right? So
that factored in
a little bit, but it was so early, dude. You'd be like, yo, did you hear what they posted on that chat board about the football, about you guys? Like, yeah, but it was like so super early.
It's like jocks who are also into AOL just because they're trying to score chicks or whatever.
Yeah, super new and shit. Girls.
Right. So they're just like, I found this one chat room. There's a bunch of people talking shit on us. Not nice.
Like, yeah, it was like Hulk stuff. Like, we are not that guy. We are better. We win. Yeah, it was like, I remember that shit for sure. Like, especially in senior year, it was like 2004. So like, all the fucking, we were like, the Moore guys are fucking talking shit. And they beat us, so you know what? They beat us in the championship game, so they had the right to.
Call this episode 30-something talk sports. It's like just us sadly talking about how fucked up. Have you been having a
past? Anyways,
have you been having
the glory days?
Yeah, the glory days. Ugh. Have you been having like panic moments? Are you in your 30s yet? No, you're 28. Yeah.
No, I
just became 30.
He's 30.
Just became 30. That's right. Have you been having? Have you had any like panic death moments yet?
He's a single man who lives alone. Of course he had those.
He doesn't live alone. Dude, we're all here.
What are you talking about?
How dare you?
I have a more of a support system than you do.
Yeah, we had a Golden Girl situation happening over here, dude. We're all fucking having a ball.
Oh, who dies? Who dies first? Who dies last?
I think I'm the youngest. I think I'm a Blanche, obviously.
Absolutely. In terms of like what? In terms of,
I mean, I've been having every once in a while, I'll just like wake up and like almost like you're remembering that you forgot to do something or that you lost your keys. Mm. I'm having moments like, that's right, I have to die. Like,
I think about it all the time.
I mean, I always think about death. I thought about death pretty much once a day since I was like 12.
This is new for me.
Really? Okay. Anyways, I think, if anything, I think about the way I'm gonna die.
Really?
I think about ways that I'm willing to go out and ways that I'm not willing to go out.
Okay.
And I think more often about the ways that I'm not willing to go out.
What are those? What are the ways you're not willing to go?
You know, fucked to death by a seal or something crazy?
No, not even that. It's just like car accident or some shit like that. Like something stupid like what? That. Something sudden.
Waller's big.
You don't want to go out sudden? No. Oh, you don't want to go out sudden?
No, nah, dude.
You want to go out painfully sudden. Slow?
Not painful. No. I don't think anyone's going to go out painfully slow.
No, I just want to live a life.
Not a gladiator.
And not die over someone else's mistakes. I want to die on my own agency.
Oh, that on your own terms.
But do you ever think of that? Like we all think like exactly like, oh, like we're probably going to die of like old age or cancer or something like that. But then like I watched a video of like some lady in Russia walking and then a giant ice block fell off the building and killed her. And like that's how she died. You know what I'm saying? It's like yeah. She didn't think that was gonna be it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if it's like okay, if it's like that it sudden, then I can't right. do anything about it.
Yeah,
but if you see a situation and you're like,
right, okay,
and then yeah, you're yeah, like, yeah, sure. All right, this could go one way. Might as well not do that. You know, well,
it's kind of like that Nick Swartzen joke stupid. About like versus getting shot versus getting stabbed.
Oh right.
Where he's like, I'd rather get yeah. shot. Because you don't
yeah,
see
yeah.
it.
It's like bang down. Yeah.
As opposed to stab, where you're like, is that a knife? Oh my God, it's coming at me. Yeah. Oh my God, it's coming. Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's coming at me again. Like, yeah, like that whole. It's, yeah, I guess that. Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
I'd rather get shot too.
You'd rather get shot? I don't think. Based
dude, knife
on.
Wounds are brutal. I've seen yeah. them firsthand a lot.
But here's the thing I've been also thinking about is knife wounds are also something where like you, I think I have an escalated idea about how easy it is to die from a knife based on movies where like,
it's not, easy.
You know, I could easily get like, you know, like slash, like cut here. And you're just like, actually it's, you know, as long as depending on where it hits and things like that, you're actually going to be okay.
Dude, I saw this guy get shivved down his back essentially.
In the spine? Or like you mean long ways, like cut like a
long
steer.
Ways, like a fucking ooh. Cut in a steak.
Shit.
Yeah, and like it was
somebody
just like
grappled onto a building, that thing they do in comics where they like yeah. take a knife and they just spear into a building and ride it down. It doesn't actually yeah, work yeah. at all.
Like he's right, like he's like riding like a dragon or
if
like
you
a
would
fucking
try
elephant.
To do that in a movie against a concrete building, you would just bounce off of it immediately. Like what is that? What is the force that's happening that allows you, like the blade needs to be such a grade of steel that it goes into
the
and as
only
we know
excuse,
from 9/11 steel melts so that, you know what I mean, like it yeah. doesn't work.
The only excuse really would be like in Marvel movies and like, well, it was adamantium or whatever,
yeah,
whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, 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 it's like yeah, okay, fine. I guess
stronger than concrete, but also the force is also because
know,
of the diameter of it. It's so
you wouldn't be able to hold on
that.
To it.
But also, that's not even in Marvel movies, dude. That's in like a couple of things.
No,
action movies from the
90s. Marvel movies,
stuff.
Like they are able to explain it away.
I know I'm saying that, but remember our childhood?
Oh yeah, no,
like, 90 movies
was,
where they're
yeah,
just like, yeah, I'm riding this knife down this wall. That's
nonsense.
Completely normal. I love the movie magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes. But yeah, the stabbing. So sorry, this guy got butted or split from the back,
but it didn't go to his bone. It just looked like a giant, like you could pull it apart, like
split.
Yeah, you just pull it apart if you wanted
yeah,
to. It's crazy.
See,
and like it's brutal. And he lived.
I'm thinking I would rather be sad, or if I had to fight
no.
a guy with a knife. I know. Listen,
don't.
I'm saying this fully knowing that this might be a terrible idea, but I think if I had to fight a guy with a knife, and I'm saying this. Take this again, movie standards or whatever, like in close combat, like I had to fight a guy with a knife or with a gun, because at the very least it's going to be that like, hey, I'm wrestling him with a gun, it might go off next to my head, I'm dead, you know, whatever. Or it's like that and then it just fires into my chest and I die, but it's a loud bang, I wouldn't see it coming, right? But a knife, I feel like, again, it's going to be so disgusting and I hate it, gruesome and awful, but I feel like I would be more comfortable, or like, all right, fucking, I'm about to get cut. Here we go. And I just would, I don't know.
Dude, okay. I'm going to, or if it's an argument on you, you say you're in a struggle with a guy, right?
Oh,
you could grab that gun. Can you grab that knife?
I think so.
No, you can't. It's a blade.
No, we're saying that we're going to try to go hands like you normally would.
Right, but
break
is like,
this down.
It's going to immediately slip. Like, it's like you're not going to grab
wrist.
The guy's hand.
Yeah, I cannot grab a knife. You are correct. You could
a
grab
harder.
A gun. You
yeah,
are correct.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to struggle takes off of somebody's hand than a gun is. Like, infinitely harder, almost. Because, again, like any little
yeah,
turn, you're just going to get cut.
Yeah, I think what's making me comfortable is that the knife to me, I'm not fighting as if it's not there, but I would say that a lot of people don't have like the skills that, you know, we see in like ninja movies where they're like, you know, no one with a knife really is like getting the arm caught and then being like dropping it and then stabbing it. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't actually happen a lot of times in real life. People aren't that dexterity. They don't think about it. So I feel like I'm talking about, I just need to control their hands. Whereas if a gun goes off near my head, I'm going to then like, that's going to be concussive. It's going to be like, I think that way. I don't know. What do you think? Would you rather go gun?
100%. For sure. I could hopefully just hold on to that gun. Maybe even hit the fucking clip release. Something like it, just still a bullet in the, but you know, but still it's better than 16 rounds. I'll take the one round. And again, you can fucking hold, you don't have to worry about getting hurt. Besides, you know what I'm saying? So like you could take both your hands and hold that gun up.
A lot about us. I got it.
And then you're just off camera.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. We'll figure it out. But like here's the thing I would put up against that is I feel like that tells us a lot about me and you. Whereas you're just like, I can fight a guy with a gun and not get hurt at all. I'm always expecting to be hurt. I'm like, I'm going to get stabbed. Let's go fight this guy with this knife now and get stabbed. Like, I just assume that I'm going to be stabbed. And I'm just like, I hope it's not between the ribs. I think that would hurt more. And then that's
like,
just...
No, you're right. Cause in my head, I'm like, well, if I could just get, I'm also banking like, well, I hopefully know how to fight more than this guy does, you know? And then if I could just focus on this gun, I could still probably use my knees and feet to fuck him up enough to like trip him and get control and fall on top of him at least or something. Now have my body, but with a knife, it's like none of that matters because he could just slip it and go ow.
Of course, I think you're again. You're still not prioritizing hands. Yes, you are correct. If I lose control of his hands, I'm losing control of the knife, which is a problem. I'm saying that it prioritizes control. Where it is the same thing with a knife, but again, like I say, knife. You know, it's that I always feel like I would be like stop the hand to try to get him not to shoot me. And then I just do that thing where you just go like, boop. you just turns his wrist and goes like, bang, and then just pulls the trigger. And I'm like, oh, right, the wrist. I forgot about
that. And then
that.
He's like, what is this, movies, you idiot? And you're like,
right. Yeah. But,
we should wrap it up.
Sorry we went long. Big announcement. I'm looking into a jiu-jitsu school, actually. Ooh. I'm going into a little jiu-jitsu school. It is a Gracie jiu-jitsu school in Philly. I don't know, dude. So I'm spotting it out right now. I'm about to put in my bid, see if I can get in that class. So I will know more, but I don't know, dude. Tell me more about if you're starting jiu-jitsu, if some people out there like just, I mean, obviously Adam knows from doing it himself, but like if you're like starting up a class, some shit I should know, or I don't know. Do I have to like wash a gi? I don't know how to fucking do any. I know how to do nothing. I did karate when I was 3 years old or something. I have no idea. I'll pick that right back up, dude.
I would personally go no gi, jiu-jitsu.
Right, completely naked again. All right, see, this is what I mean. This guy, underwear only. Mm-hmm. It's just like the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Fluff it up.
I go into every jiu-jitsu practice fluffed up, ready to go, absolutely every time. Also, juice. And cookie every time.
Yeah. Of course. Just in case.
You got it. But Adam, I will be talking to you, obviously, because you're somebody who practices that shit too. So if I have some questions, but out there, I don't know. Give me some how to's or whatever shit that I should know to start jiu-jitsu or how to do in a gym. I have no idea about it. So thank you if you reach out and help me out. I do have a picture. I don't know where the picture went from the last thing of DW of old Dickie Williams or whatever the fuck his name was. I don't know where Dickie Walnuts' picture went. I will find it. I don't know when he sent it. I know you sent it, but I also was like, is it in the email or whatever? If he sends it over to me, I really want to do a poster, but that was just some fanfare there. I want to do that or some kind of a graphic. Other than that, people, I think we're good to go. So make sure that picture gets over to me. Email Cult of Us Cast, right?
I'll send it to you.
Or you can send it to me. That's perfect. Whatever. But also send over a picture of you, dude. I'll do up some fucking weird Photoshop and throw it up on the internet. Why not? Let's have some fun. Other than that, people, this has been another day in the cult. Thank you so much. I've been Neil Wood. And you can check out Adam Nutter. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Jesse Pedraza. Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
I'll see you later. Bye.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.